everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly the Podcast with me, Matthew Cole Weiss, and
Theo Vaughn. We are here today
with Mr. Zach Ty Bryan. Zachary Ty Bryan?
Zachary Ty, ZTB.
ZTB.
Yeah, and that's also a fraternity, isn't it?
ZTB? Actually, there is. It's ZBT. But yes. That's for, there's a, we're actually one at SC. I took a picture of the frat house saying, so close to my initials.
You guys will probably remember Zach Ty Bryan, ZTB, Zachary Ty Bryan from Home Improvement back in the day where he played Brad.
That's yep, right. Legendary show. Randy's brother, Randy, and your other brother was named?
Mark.
Mark, yes.
Way to do your research.
That's another thing about this podcast. Matt is always prepared, and I am totally unprepared.
We are going to get to interviewing Mr. Bryan. First, how long were you on the show?
We did. It was like, I think it ended up being, see, it's so different from now. What it, you know, now it's like continual. But back then we were doing 25 episodes a year.
Wow.
We did a total of like 204, I believe.
Wow.
I think it came to like 8.5, 9, something like
that. So I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions. We will get to that.
Unheard of anymore, too.
Right. That's true.
Unheard of.
And the shows do like 10 episodes.
Bro, you've
12.
Had about 75 people's careers, right?
That's true. That's true. Before you even hit puberty,
yeah, right.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, this is the competition podcast where Theo and I will compete to win the podcast, and you, Zach, will have to tell us who is the winner of not only each round, but at the end, who won the entire podcast. And you can use whatever criteria you want. You can give out points whenever you want, interject whenever you want, but we need a winner of each round and then a winner of the ultimately of the podcast.
Now, that's it. We're going to start with round one.
Round one, which is where Theo and I will each tell a story about our experience in Hollywood or our lives. This allegedly podcast delves into what Hollywood is really like. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the glitz and the glamour. We're talking about the shit that really happens. embarrassing shit.
Oh, boy.
Whether it's dating or it's in the business or it's celebrities or whatnot. So both Theo and I will each have to tell a story. We have 5 minutes on the clock to tell our story.
Okay.
And then at the end, and you can ask questions during the story, but at the end, you have to pick which one was better for whatever your criteria was.
Okay. That's it, and we're going to start round one, and I, even though I'm already tired of hearing his voice today, I'm going to let Matt tell his story first. He gets 5 minutes on the clock.
Are we up? All right, here we go. So, as you know, Zachary, I'm a journalist, entertainment journalist. I've done it for many years.
Bragging.
And I cover
minus one point.
I cover celebrity events. Years ago, I got to cover the release issue party of the Swimsuit Illustrated issue, where Beyonce was on the cover.
I have released to that many times. I'll just say that. Carry on.
Disgusting. Anyway, so I. By the way, I'm totally the wrong person to cover this Sports Illustrated swimsuit thing because, as we know from other podcasts, I am gay. But I do appreciate a Beyonce, so there we go.
Again.
So I go to
so hot, though. I would think even gay people would be interested.
You know what I mean?
So I go to this event, and it's
He's
really...
He's a golden warrior. Do you know what that is or not?
No, I don't. Tell me.
It's a gay guy that's never
it's
seen
gold
anybody's
star.
Vagina.
You're a gold star, meaning I've never slept with a woman. He cannot get over
angel.
This.
That's
not only that,
incredible.
It's every like podcast, he changes it from Golden Whisper to Golden Warrior.
I thought it was Golden Whisper.
It's Gold Star. Gold Star.
I'm going to remember Gold Star. That's my first question for all my friends.
Are you a Gold Star?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, are you Gold? And if they don't know it, I'm going to be like, oh.
So anyway, you guys are cutting into my time. Yeah. Stop.
Sorry.
So it was my brother's 16th birthday, too. So I decided I was going to get everybody to sign one of the Swimsuit Illustrated, whatever they're called, things. So I was running around the party getting everyone to sign it. I got Beyonce. I got all these models like Marissa Miller. Is that her name?
I don't know. Just say a couple of German, Russian letters. That'll be one.
Petra Kavel was there. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, I am an amazing brother because this is a sidetrack of my own story, my brother is a huge Coldplay fan. And one time I was really drunk and I went up to Chris Martin and I said, will you call my brother?
Him. I remember that.
And
you've told me this story, actually.
And he totally did. And he called my brother.
That's amazing.
And he was like, hey, Cody, what's going on? This is Chris Martin from Coldplay. And Cody, I've heard him like freaking out. And he said, hey, your brother's a nice guy. This is where it goes bad. I saw him at the same event the next year. This is not a joke. And I was drunk. And I said, hey, you want to call my brother again? And he goes, no. No joke. He was like, no, why would I want to do that? And I was like, oh, okay. Guess it was a one-time thing. Anyway, so this Sports Illustrated thing, which is glitz and glamour and all these pretty people, and I'm running around. I get all these autographs, and then I'm like drinking, and I'm like, I'm gonna have a great time, and I start eating the food and having, you know, it's just the definition of Hollywood glamour, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's this excessive party with all these beautiful people. Have a good time, write my article. And the next day, I wake up and I get a call, and it's from the health board saying that there was an outbreak of hepatitis.
No.
At the Beyoncé swimsuit illustrated release party. No joke. It was Wolfgang Puck Catering. And one of the guys tested positive for hepatitis B. And so what they said is, this is what Hollywood really is. They said, you have to go get tested or get the shot.
Way.
Get the shot right away. And they said, you could go to your doctor. And apparently they called everybody who they had a number of who was at this event. They said, you could go to your doctor or you can go to this free clinic where we're giving out the shots. So I was like, I'm not paying for it. I'm going to the free clinic. So I drove to East LA.
Oh my.
And I went to the free clinic. What's so funny about this is I opened the door and it's in East LA and it's like, you know, it's kind of dirty and it's like, you know, not, it's the opposite of that, of the party. So I opened
the opposite of the party. There's some points.
But I opened the door.
Of the swimsuit.
Hollywood and bipolar. It just goes hand in hand.
It was. But I opened the door and you're in the waiting room where tons of people are there and it's all these beautiful people from the party, like the models and stuff who are in line to get these hepatitis B shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got my shot and all, but there was also a handsome gentleman there.
Oh.
And I was torn at the moment because I was like, this guy could have hepatitis B. You know, like, do I hang out with him or do I not? But so we started talking.
Oh.
And then we exchanged numbers, and we planned to go out.
Positive numbers? All right, go on. That was funny, though.
And so we planned to go out, and then I called him the next day, and apparently he had tested positive for hepatitis B.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
So I did not go on the date with this man.
Oh, right. Dude. That
who
is...
was very attractive, but, I mean... Just picture the image of this free clinic with all these beautiful like models and people there.
In East LA.
In East LA, waiting to get shots because the hepatitis from the Beyonce party.
Dude.
Isn't that like a hysterical definition of what Hollywood is really like?
That's, you know, pretty. That's,
it's behind the glitz and the glamour.
That is funny.
Wow.
True story.
Wow.
That is funny.
That was a good one.
All right, Theo.
Well, I can't believe you didn't call the guy.
That was really funny.
I can't believe you didn't call the guy.
Well, I... don't want to have hepatitis. I don't even know if you can get it.
Is that hepatitis shaming? Is that called hepatitis shaming?
A follow-up question. Are you still in touch with this gentleman?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen him since?
No.
Okay.
Never. I'm good.
Were you ever in touch with yourself about this gentleman?
Yeah, did you ever think?
Oh, if only he didn't have hepatitis. Oh, God. All right.
That's awesome.
Theo, you're up. Oh no! Something tells me he's racking
his brain.
Is he winging
it? He's winging it right now.
No, he's not winging it. He's not winging it. All right, this is a story.
Hold on. Start the clock.
All right. So
and go.
This is a story. Last year I was hosting this show for TBS called Deal With It. It was like a hidden camera show. With Howie Mandel, he was our executive producer. And so for the upfronts, they flew everybody from TBS and Turner. They flew a lot of any of their on-air talent to New York for the upfronts. And
what's upfronts?
So for anybody that doesn't know what the upfronts are, it's where the all the celebrities come out from each network and all the advertisers show up there. And the advertisers, the network basically like does a big onstage thing of what's going to be in their next season and their next year so that the advertisers can see what's available.
We used to do a lot of upfront. I remember upfronts very well.
Oh, it must have been crazy. I can only imagine what it was like for you. This is the first one that I'd ever went to, right? Anyway, so there's all these advertisers there, and you go on stage, you just wave, basically. They like go over their shows, you wave, whatever. So anyway, we're going to send a charter plane for you guys just to get to New York. So I thought it was just going to be me and Howie, right? And I work with Howie all the time. I thought it would be, you know, us. Maybe, you know, get to shoot the shit a little bit and have a good time.
A private plane.
A private plane, right?
Ooh, fancy.
So
I never got that. The fuck?
Jesus. Yeah, but
get ABC on the phone.
But the difference is you can now afford to own a private plane.
Yeah.
And I cannot.
Theo and I can carry your baggage into it.
Yeah. Okay. So I get to the airport. It's not even the regular airport. It's like this own little private airport, right? Which is kind of cool. So you get there, and I go up to the plane, and as I'm walking to go get on, there's another guy getting on. It's Michael Rappaport, right? And like, he's a famous actor that I grew up watching. Yeah, and he's a great guy, and he's very friendly to everyone in Hollywood, and a lot of people seem to know him. And so then I get on the plane, and like right when I get on, like in the first two, it's all first class seating, right? And I'd never been on a plane that only had first class. And then right in the first two seats, there's like CeeLo and some other black guy that looks like he wishes he was CeeLo. Okay, right? His sidekick or
something. His stuntman.
Right? Right? Solo.
His decoy. Okay,
yes.
Solo.
CeeLo-er.
Solo.
Yeah. So his buddy or whoever they are sitting right there. So immediately I just say, "Hey, CeeLo, what's going on, man?" You know.
Did you say it like that? Like,
yeah.
I gotta say it.
That
like,
Louisiana just came out right there.
So anyway, I just hit him up for a second and said, "Hey." And so then I like look in the in the next seat, there's the guy from who played Ned Stark in Game of Thrones, like the first season. He was like the dad, right? That got killed in the first season. I don't know if you guys ever watched the first season or whatever. Anyway, he was like a superhero to people. So anyway, I'm starting to realize, like, holy fuck, everyone in this plane is like a celebrity, right? Random people, pretty much except for me, right? So I go sit down, and Matt would have had a field day because he knows all celebrities, right? Like, I don't know many, I don't even know who any celebrities are, right?
Yeah.
So I go sit in my seat, and I'm sitting next to this lady, and she's like, "My name is just Mary something," and I was like, "Mary Magdalene?" That's how I thought she said, right? And she looked at me like I was a complete idiot. And that's when I realized that Mary Magdalene was Jesus' mom. And that was like the dumbest thing ever to say. But it was Mary, it was the Kevin Costner's wife in Dances with Wolves. What's her name?
Mary McDowell.
Mary McDowell.
Wow. Right. Random.
Good
this
with
gets
names.
Bad. This gets bad. He's so good. So look, so I'm sitting there next to her, and look, I don't know like what I'd had like for breakfast, whatever, but I was overcome with insane gas. Like, not even the kind of gas that like, and I wouldn't tell like a gas story usually, but like, it's not every day you get like, it was literally as if the devil was like trying to beat his way out of my ass, right? Like, it was insane. It was almost just like,
Cabin pressure adds to it.
Yes, good call. Even though we hadn't
it does.
You hadn't taken off.
We hadn't taken off.
All right.
So I'm
sitting there. That's coming. Just wait. We're going to turn her off the ground.
It's all coming, bro. So anyway, I sit there and like Steve Carell gets on the plane.
Oh,
right?
My
That's
God.
When I'm like, holy shit, this plane is like, oh, Marlon Wayans is on the plane. And I've met Marlon before. So that was kind of cool. So I knew
it was
some
like
people.
The network plane or something.
Yes.
Right?
It was crazy. Yes. So next thing you know, I'm like sitting in this seat and I start to have like insane gas. And like, I try to go places on the plane to hide gas. But thank you, planes. You didn't make many places where people that are overcome with a severe sickness, like very similar to cancer, very cancerous almost at this moment, but not really like cancer.
When it like comes out really warm.
Oh, dude. So, bro, it was cumulus, right? To the point where Mary McDowell had to move to another prayer. She moved to another seat and the plane was full. I have no clue where she sat. She literally must have sat on someone's lap.
Because you were letting him go.
You weren't holding him either. Yeah,
okay. Oh, I couldn't hold him in. This was against me, bro.
Dude,
this was set up. I was set up.
She's worked with Kevin Costner. She's used
to
this.
I think I had hepatitis C and I might have had hepatitis C.
Good story. I have a follow up question. This is just in general. If that plane went down, where on the list of the deaths would you be?
Actually,
who would be number first? Number one.
Number one would have been Steve Carell.
Yeah, Steve Carell.
Right. It would have been
CeeLo.
Steve Carell, CeeLo.
You might have been above.
No, Marlon would have definitely got
Marlon. Marlon. Depends on the outlet. You might have been above Mary McDowell.
I might have been above Mary McDowell. Oh, the guy from Cheers, the bigger guy,
Norm.
George Wentz.
Norm.
He'd be number one in my book. Jeez.
Who else?
And comedian Theo Von.
Yes.
I've been
really low towards the end. But anyway, with that much, I was adding to the fucking hot air. There's no way that thing was going down. It was a balloon by the time we landed. But
right.
I have never felt, honestly, just more embarrassed and worse in my entire life.
All right. So those are our stories.
Very sad.
Zachary.
Hold on.
Stop it. Go ahead.
What? But she actually said, I have to move up to the front of the plane. That
was so far. What, could you tell she was actually
telling you? Oh, I could tell, bro. There was nothing I could do, and I didn't want to just
grab her. Did she know it was you, or were there people around you where you could have, like, she could have been like, well, I could be getting crop dusted from the guy in front of me.
I tried to be like, what is everybody doing in this plane? Right? Like, I tried to, like, make it seem like it wasn't me, but there was just nothing.
And you were like, I'm shits with on planes. Yeah. That's my name.
What did
Dances
you have the night before?
I don't know.
Farts on planes. Yeah, like, nice to meet you.
Was that, what's that place downtown?
Worcestershire?
Yeah, whatever. The sausage yes. place or something.
I had the worst something, bro. I think literally the devil had, like, it was like Christine. Remember that movie where the devil takes over that kid? But it was like my bowels were like a little girl and the devil took
okay.
over. But anyway, it was the most embarrassing moment that I think I've had in Hollywood.
All right, Zachary.
Yes.
What do you think?
Right. I think they both were really funny stories.
True.
I barely even remember Matt's story after mine.
See, he does this. I believe I've told my story first every time. Now I'm catching on that this is part of your ploy.
This is part of the...
okay.
I gotta go with hepatitis.
Yeah! Oh.
The reason being... You
hepatitis
know,
always wins.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know what it is? It was kind of. It's a very original. I've never heard of it before, to be honest. To think that that.
And by the way, you can look it up. There was articles all about how Wolfgang Puck's catering got in trouble because one of the
people. I wonder how much Wolfgang Puck had to spend on PR.
Exactly.
After that.
And you know, you get spread hepatitis from not from touching fecal matter or something.
Really?
So like one of the waiters apparently didn't wipe exactly and then touched the salad.
Oh my God.
Something like that.
Oh man.
There's duty in the lettuce.
Yeah, all right. But I guess it's just got, I mean, that, believe me, it was I've never been on a plane and had gas. That's got to be because you're so confined. I never have.
Well,
or if I
you're an anomaly. Everybody
has. It was
my own
little Vietnam.
But I think I think I have, but I don't think it's ever like caused. I've never been worried about it.
Oh, I was worried. I was like,
were you like sweating?
I got to the point I was afraid to open my mouth because I thought gas was going to come out of my mouth. It just was so
That's
scary.
Funny.
All right, moving on, round
scary.
One.
I think I had
hepatitis.
A disease.
Hepatitis wins.
No, but here's what I will say, though. Matt often uses diseases to win the first round. And I'll tell you this. Before, when he had multiple sclerosis.
No, it was Parkinson's.
Sorry, when he had Parkinson's in a different story, he also won.
Well, okay, come on.
So this is... Well, see if I would have seen that changes thing.
No, I'm running out of diseases, though.
It was
I had gingivitis
story.
In my next story. All right, so now we move on to round two, which is our interview.
And Mary McDowell, I'm very sorry.
I am. Mary McDowell, if you're listening to this, Theo owes you a bouquet of flowers or something.
I definitely owe you 1,000 bouquets.
She's not listening to this. Anyway, so now we move on to round two, which is the interview, where Theo and I will take turns asking you questions.
Okay.
And now you have been, I'm sure, interviewed over and over and over through the years since you've been doing this since you were a child. So you know... A
couple times.
You know the difference between a good interview and a bad interview.
No, I know you're interview baiting. You're interview baiting, dude.
Good point. So you can use whatever criteria you want.
Right.
As far as what... Who did a better job and or
kind of like I just decided hepatitis.
Yeah, exactly,
100%.
Whatever your criteria is.
I decided I'm going to pick one word that comes out in the competition.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the interview. Since I told my story first, I'll let you ask the first question this time, Theo.
Okay. So, bro, like, obviously, you know, I grew up watching Home Improvement, you know, and it's just been an icon, staple in so many people's existence. Did Patricia Richardson, was she kind of ever milfy to you at all? Were you ever like, because you had to be going through puberty and here was like this pretty lady, you know?
Yeah, she absolutely was.
Yeah, because I remember I had a huge crush on my neighbor's mom and like I didn't even know what a crush was. And next thing you know, I just like wanted to like be next to this lady with my crotch, you know?
So she was like Stifler's mom before Stifler's mom.
She absolutely was. I actually just met with her last week, last Friday, at the Jonathan Club. She's running for SAG after president.
Oh, wow.
She's running against
my ballots, actually. I'm going to make sure to vote for her.
Yeah, she's great. She's part of the MF party, and they're really...
Did you say M-I-L-F?
No, MF. M-I-L. Well, just checking. According to me, it could
That's a witty
I'm
going to
vote for her.
But she's... So, anyways, I actually was... we were sitting down, and we were just, you know, shooting the shit, talking about... She was talking about running, and, you know, she wanted me to endorse her and whatnot. And I actually just – I got the balls to tell her. And I was like, actually, you know, back in the day – because we're working on this show right now, Jonathan, JTT, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this would be one of the episodes. Anyways, yes, it's so ironic you asked that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She, like, more than Pamela and Debbie, like, more than the Tool Girls.
I'm sure, because she was right there all the time.
And the more motherly she was, the hotter she became. Yes. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's
And I think this is very normal for adolescents.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd actually like to explore this with a therapist and just to get there.
I was
going to
say, that's a little bit of mother issues. A little bit.
I think so.
Well, when you put any kind of sexuality onto someone who acts motherly towards you, then that's a mother issue. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's part of the Freudian psychology.
I'd like to actually talk to somebody.
Yeah, completely.
Because, I mean, my mother and I have a wonderful relationship. I don't think anything bad's ever...
It's nothing like you and Patricia Richards.
But yes,
I could totally see that because you were going through that time in your life. Like, you went through puberty, probably a lot of those feelings aroused while you're on that show. I mean, I'm sure I have sometime pleasured myself to the idea of Patricia Richardson. You know?
Well, I can tell you I did not.
Oh, whatever.
I can say that for 100%.
It was a total, like, young... I mean, it never was, like, obsession or anything. But it was definitely... You know how you always... Like you said, you always had, like, that friend's mom that was super cute or whatever. I did definitely thought she was... Hot,
yeah,
in a odd way.
Good question.
That was a very interesting. I've never been asked that.
Well, I remember I used to go in my buddy's mom's closet and I would dress up, smell her sweaters. I remember.
Oh my god,
I was just a kid.
I've never done that.
Okay,
but that's awesome.
I'm a creep. Thank you for being supportive. You hush up, dude. You know he's a bronze warrior. That means
gold star.
Whatever it is, it means that he's never loved a woman.
I've never made love to a woman. I've loved women in my time. All right,
does it also mean you've never seen a vagina?
I've never seen one.
Never seen one?
We got to get one in here one day.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
One day.
Dude, we got to turn this into a Stern show or something.
I'm going to call out sick that day. The idea of a vagina disgusts me, honestly. Like, it's literally like, ugh.
I will say this. They're not what they used to be. I will say that. Your turn.
All right, my question is, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
What did Tim blow up in the pilot episode? A dryer?
The dishwasher.
An oven? A dishwasher! He got it!
Yeah. He got it.
All right.
What happened there?
My follow-up question is, what magician babysits the boys in the episode Offsides?
I don't know his name, but I remember his famous line was, close the lid!
Impressive.
It's the very old, great actor.
Well, was it John Dudley,
mm-hmm.
David Copperfield, mm-hmm. Sir Larry Houdini?
Sir Larry Houdini.
Wow. Last question. Well, because I'm going on this.
Yeah.
Who was originally cast as Jill Taylor?
Frances Fisher.
Wow.
Clint Eastwood's ex.
Who was at the Salma Hayek event.
She's actually backing Patricia running for SAG-AFTRA. She's one of the big endorsers. Her, Ed Asner... Anyways,
I would be really impressed if you got this. In the episode Don't Tell Mama, what color of nail polish does Jill use to cover the nick on her Nomad? I don't even know what that is. Cherry Blossom, Red Passion Delight, Vermilion Rouge, or Red Delicious?
Rouge.
The answer is...
Cherry.
Cherry Blossom.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
This is a question, and then I will throw it at Matt then. So one of these... one of these actors was not on an episode of Home Improvement. Dave Chappelle, Michelle Williams,
ooh.
Dan Aykroyd, Drake Bell, Ice-T.
Well, my initial response is I don't remember any black people on Home Improvement at all.
But is Ice-T black?
Well, I was going to go with Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, you wouldn't give the answer?
Well, I don't know. Michelle Williams played my girlfriend.
I knew that.
Did play. Dave Chappelle was on.
He was because the creators of our show did Buddies, which was him and Brewer.
Oh,
Jim Brewer.
Jim
they had
Brewer.
A show.
Oh, wow.
Same creator. It was Matt.
Who was it?
It was Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Drake Bell, who'd he play?
I don't know. He had one episode. That's all I know.
Interesting.
I just saw that he had one episode. Very interesting.
Interesting question. All right. My question is, now that there are all these remakes and reboots and continuations of these 90s sitcoms, which is a fad, mm-hmm. but also pretty cool. We've got Fuller House, which mm-hmm. my little brother is dying to go to. They're having live tapings, actually.
No way.
Yeah.
So it's a sitcom, cool.
Yeah, it's a sitcom. And, you know, there's the Twin Peaks, and they're saying they're going to bring back Xena and all this sort of stuff
X-Files.
In the 90s. X-Files is back. Would you ever do a Home Improvement, or have you heard anything of a Home Improvement remake or reboot, or what's going on?
I haven't heard anything yet. Jonathan and I have been creating a show.
And that's Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes. Yeah, he played Randy, my mm-hmm. brother. We've been good friends ever since the show. We've just always stayed really close. He actually left. He actually didn't do the final season of Home Improvement because he got into Harvard and went and got his. He went to Harvard, Columbia.
Whoa.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
Wow.
But
that had to be strange, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. He's. He's
I mean,
just,
that he left. That had to be strange. It's like he
went to college.
Yeah. Well, I think he went to go. I think in the show he went to go like save the rainforest or something.
Right.
I forgot what. I think that's what it was.
That's
though.
Awesome.
But yeah. So. But we've just always stayed in touch, and we kind of teamed up about a year ago, kind of created one show, and it's just kind of like, you know, naturally progressed into a whole other show. Anyways, we're really pumped about it. We're getting really close with the final script, and then we're going to take this thing out and see
that
what happens.
That is related to Home Improvement, or?
It's more related to ourselves.
Right.
It's kind of, it's basically we play ourselves 15 years later, and we're right. really fucked up.
Oh, man.
It is your tip. Well, there's two questions that I always tell people. There's two questions I always get asked when I get recognized. The first question is, where's JTT? What's he up to?
I probably asked you that the first time I met you, too.
He is literally, he was like the Justin Bieber of the 90s.
Right. He was
like, I mean, every single girl had his poster like
the
on
kid
their
was
wall.
Handsome. I mean, the kid was.
And he did a voice of the Lion King.
Yeah,
which
he was young
holds
Simba.
A whole
that's
other,
right. oh, that's...
brings in a whole other sentimental value. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the second question I get is, you turned out so normal. Like, you know, because you always hear these child acts. So we kind of figured, let's play off of this. This child actor, and there's a lot of truths in this show. There's
right.
a lot of fiction in this show. It's kind of like you, as you read it or watch it, or you know, once we get this thing made, it's really like what's real and what's not.
Oh, I love it.
So we kind of play off of a lot of that. But yeah, it's a really fun show. We're pretty pumped about it.
And by coming into this podcast, I am officially attached to write and direct and produce the show. Theo is by name only, though. So you signed that as you walked in.
Sounds.
I can play. I can play like a rebuild of a reboot of Wilson if you guys ever visit him. If he ever comes
right.
in,
that would be great if you had him. And
well,
he was like
he's actually dead.
Oh,
he.
okay.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Theo.
Wow.
Way to bring down the energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
He actually passed like a couple years after the show. He smoked like a chimney. I mean. He was in the dressing room right next to me, and I swear to God, my room would be smoked out like all the time because I swear to God,
smoking
like
pot or cigarettes.
Smoke it. No,
wow,
but a wonderful human being,
of course. But that's
but
awesome.
But yes, he died of lung cancer.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well.
But he was a awesome dude.
Theo, I think you're great for the role.
I think Mary Monroe is also going to die.
Mary McDonald.
Answer after she inhaled anything on that plane. She may want to get checked out for hepatitis cancer of the lungs.
From the airplane, man.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for her.
So, no,
it, is it my? Is it your question?
It's my turn.
Okay, you're
still
going.
I believe so.
You're still going. We're both keyed in on this on this project.
Yeah, no. Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is your it's your question. Go ahead.
And so how much do you have to – are you guys still doing like a lot of conceptualizing with that? What do you take it to like a – like what's the path? You know, do you take it to like a
is it,
producer's attack?
Is it easy, especially for someone who was in the business and had success in it? Or do you have to work as hard as everybody else to get something on the air right
dude,
now?
Dude, it's this business is what can you do for me today? I mean,
right.
I'm sure you guys know it, but it, you know, there is – I always tell people this. There is no veteranship in Hollywood. You know, you get like – you know, my cousin – played in the NFL.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And well, I actually have two cousins. Well, my cousin married one.
The one that I know is that's very handsome.
Yes, Brady Quinn is my cousin.
Who's your cousin?
Yeah. And anyways, but he was in the NFL, you know, and now he's like, you know, they move him into broadcast. There's this whole kind of, you know, there's just a veteran. Hollywood, as you know, it's just like, you know, once the show ended, and we actually play with this a little bit in the show, is like, you know, once you're done, you're kind of yesterday's news.
Right.
And it's that quick. So there's a, we play a lot on, you know, kind of, and now it's like you know, I watch and you see these shows and everybody's hot and then the show, and it's just crazy to see. Anyways, yes, I have to work
I probably even almost have to work harder because there's kind of this, there's this, you know, this overall perception of who you are, what you did, and
right.
But you have since you have produced and done stuff since,
right?
Yes, you stayed busy.
Yeah, pretty big. Yeah, we've produced about 5 films.
Yeah, people don't know that.
Yeah, I did. We did just had a really good one called. It's called Dark Tourist. Stars Melanie Griffith and Michael Cudlitz from
Melanie
Walking
Griffith.
Dead.
That must
Melanie
be
Griffith. She was great.
Was she? Was she cool?
Sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
Sweetheart, Ash. So sweet. Too
I just
sweet.
Watched the video of her that's just resurfacing. Do you know about this? Mm-mm. She did this movie called Roar in the 70s, mm-hmm. and it's a scene of her and a lion, and the lion actually attacks her during it, and she almost is mauled to death. And they're re-releasing. They re-released the movie, but they're re-releasing these extra footage because her mom is Tippi Hedren,
who is
a big animal activist and actually has her own lions.
Well, should have brought that dentist with her on set then.
Yeah. The what?
The dentist. He would have mowed that lion down.
He would have taken him right out.
And that look, that's a dentist that could get work in this town.
That guy. Oh, it would
security
not be fun to be
as
in.
Well as dental work?
Good point.
Totally.
So me, being a child star or being in the industry and Tim Allen being like kind of a role model and were you aware of his past and like the stuff that he'd gone through? And was that like or did your family use that as kind of or did he give you advice in that way as a way, what path not to go down?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know initially. My dad was pretty pumped because my dad was a big Tim Allen fan. So when I booked the show, he's like, oh, yeah, my dad knew his stand up.
He's making all the sounds.
Yeah. But I remember the pilot episode, it was like midweek of filming it or rehearsal. We're still in rehearsals because you film it on the Friday nights. But he called everybody. Everybody came and we sat in the audience and he got in front and he basically had to tell everybody kind of his past. Because I know Disney, I think, was like struggling with it because, you know, here Disney had this reputation of being wholesome and kid friendly.
Right.
And here they have the star of, or going to be the star of one of their big shows. And he, you know, busted at a Burger King selling 2 kilos of blow.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember him talking about that. And I remember
which happens
so
at a lot of Burger Kings. Right. Let's don't put this all on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I actually got a bunch of my friends are from Michigan, and I was with one of them, and he got a text from one of his buddies, and he's like, tell Zach that Burger King got mowed down. Like, I guess they're like remodeling the shopping center or something.
Oh, wow.
And so it's no longer there.
Wow.
Anyways,
end of an era.
But I do remember hearing about it, and he never really talked much about it. Like, I think after that, it was just kind of like there, because I think everybody knew the media was going to kind of jump on it for a little bit.
Right.
And then it was just kind of like, don't talk about it, let it just kind of blow itself over.
Yeah.
And I was kind of the thing.
No pun intended.
Right. But I do remember, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess Tim was very fatherly, though. Like, I mean, he never talked about drugs with me, but I remember him just, like, telling me, like, you know, you better keep your head on straight.
Right.
And he's very – I mean, we were with him. Jonathan and I were with him, like, a month or two ago. And, you know, of course, what the fuck you got? Yeah, what the fuck you guys up to? What are you doing in my – what do you want from me? That's like – we're like, actually, we're not here to get anything. We're just to say hi.
Awesome. All right. End of round
guy.
Two.
Yeah.
Pick a winner. Give some advice. I mean, give some points, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I think mine is going to be my I love the Pat question.
Yeah.
The what question?
The Patricia Heaton.
Yeah. The reason so no, you're
Heaton,
the winner. The reason just like your originality in the hepatitis, that was a question I've never been asked before.
Nice.
Okay,
man.
Fair enough. Well, ingenuity
wins.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, it's gonna be.
You didn't like my question of what was the first thing that he blew up in the pilot? Come on.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
No, that wasn't. I like the trivia. Actually, that
trivia.
Was
I went that way. All right. So our last round is 7 minutes in Hell. Wins.
And I had to keep it for a third round. Who wins it all?
That's true. Theo and I each get to pick a topic that we think the other person might be a little uncomfortable talking about, or just might not be the best topic for them. And then we all have a discussion, a group discussion about said topic. And then you can pick which topic you think or which person brought up something that was a little more interesting to discuss or a little more uncomfortable or whatever it is.
Yep.
Okay. Now, my topic is, even though this makes me uncomfortable because I'll probably reveal some things, is the paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi. And I know you have a personal connection to this. Correct?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, which
absolutely.
I want to talk about. But I want to talk about where we think the paparazzi is, because I'm very torn. Look, I worked at TMZ for 6 years. I currently work for People on Details, and I am someone who watches paparazzi footage. and someone who worked with it, but at the same time get very uncomfortable with a lot of it. As someone who's in the industry and has been around this, and this wasn't around probably like when you were. Was paparazzi
Thank
around?
God. So relaxing, huh?
I would have really been that bad, fucked up child actor if it was.
Yeah, right?
I was 16 in Hollywood just partying my ass off.
Right.
Yeah. Red Rock. Remember Red Rock?
Yeah.
They had a back door that would be left open, and I would go in there almost.
The irony of this, by the way, is that he's saying, thank God, and yet a project that he's working on right now. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yes. We have an application and a website called flashmafia.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. The idea, though, is kind of crowdsourcing photos of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually doing it for a better reason, though.
Money. Want to cash in on it?
Well, no, not just money. I know what drives a lot of, you know, I have a lot of celebrity friends, and what they really get pissed off, what they hate are these guys with these big clunky cameras that stake out front of their house and literally follow them everywhere they go all day long, taking
right.
pictures. So I was presented this idea of basically, you know, everybody has a cell phone now, everybody has a camera. The celebrities are used to their fans taking pictures when they're at restaurants or wherever they are anyways. What if you created a forum where people could take pictures, upload it to this forum, and it's kind of like I saw so-and-so, and it uploads to our site.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Flash Mafia is. It allows people to – it's basically a big forum for fans to share their pictures of their favorite celebrities, concerts of, you know – basically wherever they are if they spot a celebrity.
Right.
And you think they're going to like that more just because it's less invasive?
I think it's less invasive, and I think it's not like people are – it's not like they're – you know, there's not going to be this huge compensation where, you know, like these paparazzi people, like they're trying to sell these photos for $1,000.
Right, there's no underground market on it.
Right. And this in a sense kind of could possibly put them out of business, you know, because if the guy's waiting out front of the restaurant for the celebrity to come out and you're at the booth next to them taking a picture and that goes in real time to our site, what's the guy –
ZTV?
When they're walking out of the restaurant –
yeah,
what's
he going to get
worth anymore?
ZTV is taking on the paparazzi in my hand. Dude, by the way,
taking them on. I don't.
Uh-huh.
TMZTB.
I mean, we're now in a day and age, like you said, dude. We have people that are famous because of paparazzi.
Yes. Well, TMZ made Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
100%.
And now they have deals. I mean, now a lot of those places have deals, like Bieber's camp and TMZ and the Kardashians and TMZ. Now they have deals where it's like, you know, on Monday or something, what can we put up? Like, you know, it's not as like everything that looks so like it's not real now. It's staged.
I wish I could talk about some of the stuff I know, but I can't.
Well, I can. I mean, I have friends that work at TMZ now, and they're always telling me these things. They're like, you know, we have a good relationship with this camp, and you know, now there's conversations. What can we put on TMZ that'll make everything pop?
All right, your choice for our topic, Theo.
All right, my topic is going to be Ariana Grande.
Ooh, and Donut Gate.
Huh?
Donut Gate.
Oh, it can be about Donut Gate. It can be about whatever.
I know a lot about her. Nick Young is her. Oh no, that's Iggy Azalea.
That's Iggy Azalea. No, Iggy Azalea I would maybe talk about. I don't know, but Ariana Grande. What is it? That's my question.
Don't ask me. I mean, did you see the Donut Gate video?
Yeah, it was like this child looking. It looked like a malnourished child who needed the donut. I'm like, first of all, get the donut inside of this girl, right? Can we get someone here?
It looked like a spoiled, immature little brat to me, actually.
She absolutely did.
And yes. I was just like, are you kidding? Like, this is people's, like, work. And then this is what they're doing, and this is a business. Like, are you going to do some prank or stupid prank like this? But that being said, she has some really good music.
Does she?
Yeah.
She actually has a really good voice, too.
She does,
she has a really...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is she the one that's like, forget it.
I think she performed. I want to say she performed at the Grammys like a year or two ago. Was it the Grammys?
Probably.
But I remember like saying, because you know most of these like poppy people, you're kind of like, oh, you know, it's all in the studio and whatnot. But I remember seeing it being like, whoa, she has a really killer voice. But then I see her talk shit about the United America,
right? And that's
where
just
I'm like,
weird.
The country that is like providing you the life and the money and the success and all that.
By the way, and this is why I don't like her. She did a Twitter feud with someone.
Really?
Guess who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Bette Midler.
No way.
She did. She got in it. And Bette Midler is my, it's you like know, that's my heart. Dude, and if you cross Bette, and Bette actually.
She's like entertainment royalty.
Exactly. Yeah. And Bette kind of basically like fought her back and said, you're trash. And
she's like the female
you're
Michael
just
Landon.
Making, you just have a living, not based on talent, but because you have shorts on and whatnot. And then she bashed Bette Midler. And I was like, wow. Mm-mm, you never cross Bette. Mm-mm. You'll lose every time.
Every time.
Trust me.
I mean, I just don't get it. And it makes me, that's what makes you question like the youth sometimes and like where we are. Like, what are we cheering for anymore? Like, this is a malnourished child who's just hitting these high notes because her body's crying out for help and for snacks. And she finally gets in a place where she wants a donut. She gets so close to it. And we lambast her for even making a, you know, I don't know. It's just, and she can't stand her.
Well, the side you're taking is completely wrong because she could have bought the donut and eaten it. She didn't have to lick some donut that was on a freaking shelf and make a little scene.
You're right.
She could have bought it. So, no, we have a right to lambast her.
I mean, so she's a young star. As a young star, did you guys act as entitled, you feel like, as a lot of young stars do these days? Because stardom is something that is not natural to humans, right? It's not a natural thing. So, yeah, obviously, people get it. It's almost an infection you can get at times where, you know, you buy into the hype that you're more grandiose than you are as a human, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my dad is a – my dad played football but then was a construction worker, a pretty – hard ass. And if I would have been caught doing any of this shit, he would have beat my ass. Swear to God.
Nice.
He's from a farm, and you know how those.
Is the important word on that being caught?
Yes.
Yes, I see.
So I don't think I was ever entitled, but I definitely, I mean, there was definitely some times there where, you know, you're right. I mean, you live in this bubble. You live in a, you have a, you know, your representation are basically there to tell you that you're the best and you're amazing. You go to set, you're told you're the best, you're amazing. Everybody somewhat kisses your ass. So there is a sense of feeling important.
Right.
But then again, like I said, when everything ends, it's really a wake-up call because it's literally like, you know, it's everything's flipped upside down. You're just like, whoa.
Now you can't get your agents to call you back.
Right, yeah. It's literally. And so it's almost like you want a lot of these people to just – have that happen.
Right.
And then say, okay, now we're going to give you a second go at it.
Right.
And then everybody will be like, okay, now I'll play by the rules. And I, you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
But yeah, no, I saw that video and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. She just doesn't, I just.
Maybe she should be Ariana Poquita. Poquito. Not Grande. Grande's big.
Oh.
She's small.
Poquito is small.
I just can't wait to read
this script.
Just kidding. Nobody likes young women more than I do.
But we can talk while we have a little time about donuts and how good donuts are.
And I'm not a fan. But I just feel like LA makes you feel like bad about even eating donuts.
It does. Yeah. It does. You know what they do in LA? You have to eat frozen yogurt that's donut flavored.
Yes.
That's right. I literally went to Yogurtland and they had maple donut flavored. And so that's easier to do because you'll get made, you know,
they
you'll
have
get
dinner flavored.
Want to hear something really random that you guys will like?
Yeah, yeah, finish it up.
The house I live in, the prior owner is the guy that started Yogurtland.
Really?
Dude, are there like machines like in the wall?
No, there's none. There's nothing like
what?
That. But yes, I thought that was I remember when we moved in, the realtor was like, yeah, so the guy here was, he was the guy that started Yogurtland and he was going to Arizona to start some new franchise, which I still want to find out what it was. His last name was Chang.
You must have a nice
yogurt
nice place. He must have a nice place.
No, but this was like
Yogurt Land
back. This is back when like it was just getting started.
Right. All right.
But yeah,
that's crazy.
There's a piece of Jeopardy for
you. All right, so there you go. We talked about two different topics, paparazzi and Ariana Grande and donuts. Who do you want to have win that round, which will ultimately decide the entire podcast? And you don't have to be allegiant to me.
I am going to go you, though, Matt.
Yeah!
The reason being because you helped plug Flash Mafia.
You don't think I knew what I was doing?
I'm not above the paparazzi. I think there should be a lot more discussion about paparazzi because I feel like they get the bad end of the stick a lot of the times. And it's funny, but now you're starting to see like Perez is becoming friends with all the celebs and you know, all this stuff. But at the end of the day, it's a necessary evil, and if you call it even evil. And yes, you know what you sign up for. You know, it's just like if you go into the NHL, you have to know that you're going to get a couple of teeth knocked out. Right?
Amen, amen. And I will take that win.
And if you have hepatitis C, you can lose teeth. I hear that's one of like, the first signs. It's a warning sign.
But there was an allegiance.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, and I expect Matt's... my payment by the time I get to my car.
Matt's closing topic was good, man.
All right, solid. So anyway, we thank you so much for stopping by, Z.
Yeah, I want to do a little bit of recap. Guys. We want to. You can definitely check out Dark Tourist, which you can find. Where can we find it at?
iTunes, Netflix.
Nice. I love serial killer stuff.
Yeah, well, it'll take you on a journey. Man, it's a really dark movie.
Yeah,
it didn't get out there big time specifically. I think because of that. I mean, distributors were literally like, we can't put this out there. Yeah, it's really bad. But that's what I think makes it so great.
Right. Yeah. And actually, the lady Anne Rule who wrote Ted Bundy.
Died.
Yeah, she wrote an amazing book about being. She was like Ted Bundy's.
You
friend.
Really are into serial killers.
Yeah,
huh?
It's just interesting, bro. It's like because I want to kill so many people, but I don't. So I'm always like.
That's great.
What's that extra little bit?
Check it out, dude. You'll like.
All right, The Dark Tourist.
I mean, I might fart up a plane, but I'm not gonna break out a. You know,
that's pretty deadly, though. Okay. SPD.
We can look forward to Flash Mafia.
Yes.
If we want to be our own paparazzi, we can do that, and then also
this show.
Yeah, you can find Flash Mafia on iOS now. Android's coming out, and then I think the PR starting in the next like month or so.
Oh, nice.
So.
Okay, cool,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
I'll
and then
some celebs when I see them.
Yeah,
and then
the
I want to yeah
yeah we want I know super. You don't can't tell us much about the show, but we're excited for the show. Do you have any kind of time frame of when we can expect?
Well, I think we're supposed to have our final we've been on rewrites. We should have the final script, I think, in the next like week. So
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Then we send it out and hope this town responds to it, as we all know.
Well, do it now while the fat is hot.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and if not, you know, we're doing this. I mean, I've already got investors lined up and whatnot, just in case. But I think it's something that people are really going to respond to. And like you said, it's all about nostalgia. People are like, huge.
Oh,
and this is nostalgia in a real way. This is Curb Your Enthusiasm meets some fucked up ex-child actors.
Yeah.
And we're fucked up.
I just you're so earnest and candid about it, man. I've always heard you were such a nice guy. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And please tell Jonathan I said hello.
I will.
I say that to him
you
every
and
time.
Every single person, I swear to God, it's like every girl. It's like I'll talk to. They'll be like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" Even the guy at I was just at Starbucks right over here, and the guy's like, "Oh, so what are you doing now?" I was like, "Oh, we're working on a couple things today." He goes, "What's JTT up to?" I swear, he's like the original. This is before Justin. He's the original JT.
Yeah,
but he's JT squared, right?
Yeah. Well. Still tell him I said
hi. You guys were also like the three name duo, kind of, weren't you guys?
Yeah, that's true.
You guys were.
I still don't know why that was. It's so, but yeah, you're right. I didn't even.
That's true.
Oh, and also, actually, we do have one or two questions from some fans. Actually, I posted this today, so we got a couple of questions.
New segment.
Ask. It's going to be really fast. So, what the hell did Wilson look like?
That's actually a question I get a lot. He looked like a person. Like, how do you answer that, right?
You go like Brad Pitt.
I remember, like, yeah, he had very strong features.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his eyes were, everything was very, like, big and strong, and his jawline was very kind of strong.
Somebody had a crush.
No.
Which brings me to the next question. Rachel Brill said, I'm probably a majority with my demo and had the biggest crush on Zach and even a bigger one on JTT.
Oh, go figure.
I know you probably came in second place when I was on the show to JTT, but that's not a bad guy to come in second place.
Hey, I'm all good with that.
Who was ZTV's crush at that age? We know it was Pat at this point. Mm-hmm. And who was ZTV's crush at that age? Did you have a crush at that age?
That age.
And we know you had a little bit of an Oedipal complex.
Who did I have a crush on? Well, I mean, like, there was a couple girls like I like dated for a little while.
Ooh, spill it.
I don't remember. I mean, at that age, you don't really date, though, right? I mean, you think you're dating, but you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but but at that age, you're like in love. You're like in that young love kind of
thing. Let's put it this way. I'll write a book one day.
All right.
Wow. A lot of chapters.
And my last question is, was there a glory hole in the fence between Wilson and you guys?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gee.
No?
Oh,
that didn't happen?
No.
You've changed.
All right, cool.
And thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Love you.
You bet.
You too. If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.